Blog Talk Radio.
Remembering Detroit, Robert Charles A. Smith Jr., put your hands together.
We can start anywhere. We can start with 20 years ago, the tower would have hit 9/9/11, September 11th. That happened in Chicago. We talk about 20 years, people go in Afghanistan. We can go anywhere. We can talk about the killing that's going on right here in Chicago. We could talk about the schools where 400 kids had to be quarantined because they had the COVID. Well, Bishop, where you want to go tonight? I want to talk about the divine word of God. Let me say it again. The divine word of God. I'm praying for everyone that lost people 20 years ago. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. So I'm praying tonight that you lost a daughter, you lost a mother, you lost a son, you lost a brother. Maybe your daughter didn't die because of the plane. Maybe died of high blood, a low blood, died of cancer, died of sugar diabetes, died of cataract, tumor. But there's no sign on earth that heaven cannot heal tonight. I thought about that. I said, if they can find a cure for this, COVID-19, they can find a cure for cancer. They can find a cure for high blood. They can find a cure for cataracts and tumors, brain cancer, Women got cancer at the womb, at the cervix. If we put our resources together, we're going to run to the moon and spend trillions of dollars. We got people right here on earth suffering. That's one of the things I talked about. I talked about the divine will of God. God bless you tonight. I want to share these scriptures with you. Maybe it might help you out. When Jesus came to the mountain, everybody came there. They was healed. Everybody came to the mountain. And he healed them and fed them. He just didn't heal them. They were healed and they were fed. Now let me help you out. He fed 5,000. And that's just women and children. Probably more than that with the animals. St. Matthew 14:21. Jesus came and sat on the mountain, and everybody came, got healed. I don't care if they had AIDS, whatever problem that it was healed. The Bible said everybody came healed, the lame, the leper. So what I want to say tonight, God is the same God. He don't change. We change. We want to go into our own thing. Y'all ain't going to like me tonight. Romans 1:26. God turned them over to a reprobate mind. That means they're doing things ungodly, going with animals, you know, all that other crazy stuff that's going on because of sin. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. Bam. Get ready for God to bless. Get ready for God to open a door for you. Get ready for God to do something great. Get ready for God to do something magnificent. God is able. Tonight is a healing night. Every letter, let me speak about healing. Even if you lost a loved one, you need to be healed. All those people lost their mothers in the fire. And didn't nobody really say what happened at 911. Who helped those men to come to drive planes and go to school? How did they get over him? Somebody on the inside in the White House had to give them okay to be pilots. They weren't citizens. Okay. It was an underworking. Now, I want to ask a question. The journalist got killed. They cut him up. The Saudis, they cut him up. Ain't nobody went to jail for that. This man was just talking about what's going on with the prince and all the deal that they made with America with the oil. They cut this man up. Trump didn't say nothing. And the prince, he got away with murder. The Bible said the wages of sin is death. The gift of God, eternal life. You can look up and you can live. I'm praying tonight for Brother Lee Williams. He went on. And, you know, Lee Williams took the spiritual QCs out. He was driving trucks. He stopped driving trucks and began to move around. And I know he was in Chicago. He was over at the House of Hope. He said, Bishop, pray for him. I'm just trying to make it. He was very humble. He really blessed Tupelo, Mississippi. You know, he really opened that place up, and he was something that happened good there. I want to say to you tonight, Jerry, you didn't get this book. And let me see. Mary, you ain't got the book. The Miracles of Jesus. I got the book. Ain't nobody asked for it. I ain't going to get to you that you asked for it. The Miracles of Jesus, and what I'm going to do, I'm going to write something in here just for you when you order the book, The Miracles of Jesus. I got this bar on the outside, the Ark of the Covenant, Lazarus on the backside, another side. It said The Miracles of Jesus, this book. And everything in this book is in the Bible. Ain't nothing miscoded. It's whatever the Bible said, that's what's in the book. And the name of the book is The Miracles of Jesus. And you got to understand, if you're Christian, and whatever you got to understand the miracles of the Almighty God. And that's important. I'm praying for you, Bright Star. Bright Star called me earlier. She's a bishop. I need a miracle. I said, you need to get the book, The Miracle of Jesus. But I'm going to pray tonight for a divine miracle for each one that's listening tonight. I want to tell you, Pearl, I don't know why you're so slow. You got to step up your game. I was over at Phil Nails, and I was over there, and Jimmy was telling the girl, you got to step up your game. And what I mean by that, step up your game with God. Ain't nothing too hard for God. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Step up your game for God. It's nothing too hard for God. I want to pray for divineness for you tonight. And if I give you a prophecy, I'm going to give you a prophecy out of the divine book where you might be able to have of the divine will of God. Ashe. Don't forget, tomorrow night, the $1 trillion flow. We're going to talk about all this money that's been spent and all the money been wasted. And then you got people here and got nowhere to sleep, nowhere to eat. And I was telling somebody that the Republicans and the Democrats is playing out of Hitler's playbook. And he always had a racist attitude, and he wanted to kill people. He wanted research on people. And some of this now pharmaceutical company might be with that. But I want to say to you tonight, it's a divine miracle for you and for a Dodoma for you. You know, sometimes you think you need money when you need a healing. You know, you say, well, if I get a new house, if I get $100,000, will I be happy? You're not going to be happy until you have one with God. Man, you ain't going to be happy until you was one with God, then you're happy. Okay? And once you get happy with God, all that you need, and get my citizen, if you let go and let God, God will do something special for you. Now, I want to tell you this hymn. Tonight, divine miracles. And when I say divine miracle coming directly from God, what miracle? The woman had to go in the wilderness to fight the devil. I want you to read the whole chapter of Revelation 7, where the woman had to hide herself because the evil was getting. Then Michael stepped up. That's Revelation 7. And when you read that, Revelation 12 and 7, there was a war in heaven. There was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, which is the devil, which is the evil spirit. Right now, we have more witchcraft and warlocks and evil going on, killing people, and that's all right. Because the angel Abaddon is the angel of death, and you got to know how to rebuke him in order to go to the next level. Tonight, I got a divine message for you. If you got a need in the ministry, plant a seed. I was telling Bright Star, you have planted a seed in the ministry, and I'm going to pray that you get what you want. She prayed for the building. God gave her the building. And she said, well, I got the building, but I got to do some work on it. The same way you got it, go down on your knees and ask God and the ancestors to give you the increase. You know, some of you don't trust God enough. You trust medicine. And you trust the virus. I trust in God all the way. But you can't trust in God without praying. You can't trust in God, I repent all of my sins, all of my negativity. I repent. I come into the divineness of God. Tonight, you come into the divineness of God. I'm praying. I was looking for Dr. Christian to call me. She didn't. I was looking for Kim to call me. She didn't. But I want to give you scripture. 3084. This is divine scripture for you. St. Luke 5, chapter 5, verse 12 through 14. That's what God said for you tonight. And for 05-05-98, and this is divine healing for you, St. John chapter 2, verse 1 through 11, that's for you. St. John chapter 5, verse 1 through 15, read it, it might not make sense, but you read it. 3393, I want you to read the whole chapter of Revelation 13 and read it about three times before you get a full understanding. And when you read it, you're going to, everybody read what I tell you, you're going to get a message. Not from me, from God. 30:30. I want you to read St. Luke 8, chapter 8, verse 22 through 25. That's for you. Now, when I give these scriptures, these scriptures are given to by the power of the Almighty God. Now, I want to prophesy. Somebody here tonight, you've been going through a whole loss with your personal life. And somebody just lost a family member. And somebody right now, as I look at, you've been suffering terribly with your back, your legs, and you can't rest at night. You're taking sleeping pills. And, you know, you're taking them because doctors give them to you. But if you sit and meditate, you don't need to take sleeping pills. But I know you're going to argue with me. As the doctor said, sometimes a sleeping pill puts you to sleep and you don't wake up. Michael Jackson was taking some. He didn't wake up. The doctor wasn't there to wake him up. Sleeping pill, let me tell you what sleeping pills do. It takes you to run all day doing everything. You should be able to rest on your own. If you don't rest on your own, you need to go to the Creator. Like a man said, carry it to God in prayer and see what's going on. I want to tell you tonight, when Jesus came and sat on the mountain, he fed 5,000. The three little fish and five loaves of bread. If he had one fish and one bread, miracle took place. Another miracle took place when Lazarus was in the grave for 3 days. Jesus called his name and Lazarus came forth. So God can do anything but fail. The failure is in you believing, not believing God. The failure in you, you say, well, you put all the confidence in this virus. Well, if I get the shot, why don't you pray? Try the Spirit, by the Spirit. This is the right Spirit. You got 400 to 500 kids right now. They quarantined because they went to school too early. You got people dying. I'm going to take a shot. The same God yesterday is the God today. The God that healed Lazarus, brought him from the dead. God that healed the woman that had an issue of blood. Same God. She had an issue of blood. And all of us got issues. But what are we going to do with our issues? Let me say that again. We all got issues. I'm praying for Sister Ruby in the hospital intensive care. I want to speak all as well. I'm speaking to her spirit. See, Jesus cussed the fig tree. They said, you cussed the fig tree. Why? It wasn't bearing no fruit. Same way with you. Not bearing fruit for God. Not concerned about people dying. Not concerned about the seniors. When he got back, he was dead. Why did he curse it? It wasn't producing. Why you? Some of you curse? You're cursed because you're doing everything. You're stealing, robbing, and you blaspheme against God, and you done raised killers up in your house, robbers, murders. His women want to snatch babies out of their womb and say, it's all right? It's not all right. Here's a man want to be a woman. That ain't all right. Here's a woman want to be a man. That ain't all right. Two men want to get married. That ain't right. Two women want to get married. That ain't right. That's a lie from the pits of hell. Might not like what I'm saying, but it's true. God is the divine law. And that divine law tonight is man and woman. Husband and wife, not boyfriend and girlfriend, husband and wife. That's God's law. Be fruitful and multiply. How can two men be fruitful and multiply? How can two women be fruitful and multiply? Y'all ain't listening to me tonight. Divine will of God. Racism and white supremacists have come and took your mind. You're going crazy trying to do something that ain't right. An apple tree gonna bring apples. A peach tree gonna bring peaches. It ain't gonna bring no watermelon. Y'all better hear what I'm saying. A olive tree gonna bring olive. So I'm telling you, get on the right track. It's gonna be floods, storms, back to back. To man repent. I'm talking about the divine law of God. The divine law of God is that you have to do what God said. The miracles of Jesus is the divine law of the Almighty God. I don't care where you're at, what you're doing, preacher, bishop, whoever you is, mother, you have to bring out the truth. The Bible said the wages of sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life. Why is that? Because so many people doing evil. And you know what's going on. You know, a gun don't kill people. People kill people. An evil heart, the working of witchcraft and magic is the order of the day. You know, we've been lied to, so we lied. We was lied to by white folks. We were lied to. So we can't lie on. Yes, you trying to hide because you've been slave. Yeah, our ancestors come out of slavery. But out of that slavery made us more men and women. Made us be fruitful and to multiply. God is good and God is great. And it's great to be praised, God Almighty. I want to tell you, y'all don't want to hear me, but you can't let the devil ride.
Cause if you let him ride, you wanna drive the wind. Come on. No, please don't let him drive your car. Come on. Oh, don't let him drive your car. If he drives your car, he'll take you too far. Don't let him.
Oh!
everything the devil done stole, we want to take it back. I'm praying for you, Mother Francis, down in New Orleans. I'm praying for the people in New Orleans. I have called. They're still trying to make it. And then right up in New York and New Jersey, and I want to tell you, Gene, it's going to be all right in New Jersey. And I want to tell you, Mother Wash, in New York, with the blight in New York, it's going to be all right. Every letter, every telephone call, the expression of love. You can write me, Post Office Box 28-9097, Chicago, Illinois. Don't forget, I got the book, The Miracle of Jesus, and I just got the money stick. And Sister Kim, you need that money stick. And I want to tell you, and that money stick come all the way from Africa. And this money stick is something else. I go in detail with you with the money stick tomorrow night. Tomorrow night is money night. We'll talk about the money stick, how to work it in Africa. Know where everything at. See, you think you got everything over him, but all that stuff come out of Egypt, which is Africa. Everything going on. I'm praying for you tonight, every letter, every telephone call. I'm praying for you, Brother Robert, and I'm praying for you, Sister Jean, and also, Lisa, I'm praying for you tonight. I know you're going through some things, but I just want to share this with all of you tonight. Get ready for God to bless you. We're praying for the Lee Williams family and the spiritual QC. And I want to pray for all of them that lost loved ones in 9-1-1. And those that were dramatized. And some of you are not over with it yet. And I thought this would be good for you to listen to this tonight. I'm talking about divine miracles tonight. I'm praying for you, Sister Renee. I'm praying for you, Adrian, and your family. Mother Bass, I'm praying for you. Mother Cook, I'm praying for you. William, I'm praying for you tonight. Okay, Jackie, I'm praying for you right there in Detroit. Kim, Bright Star, I'm praying for you tonight.
someone facing incredible obstacles in your life, I want you to lean on God and trust His flawless record. He never fails. He can do the impossible. How do I know? I've seen Him do it.
I have no doubts my God can do.
Yes.
The impossible.
There's nothing impossible for God.
I know He can.
I've seen Him do it.
I've seen Him do it.
He can turn the mess you're in to an awesome miracle. Yep, He can.
I know He can.
I've seen Him do it. So whatever problem you've got, just let it go.
And give it to God. He'll work it out. How do I know?
How do I know what God can do?
I've seen Him do it. I've seen Him do it.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
I've lived long enough to see God do phenomenal things. Oh, yes, I have. I've seen God give people supernatural strength when they didn't know how they were going to make it. I've seen Him use the most unlikely people to do incredible things. So I wrote this verse for those of you that are less than perfect. Listen.
When your life has gone astray, He'll preserve and cover you with His grace. That's how God works.
That's how God works.
I've seen Him do it.
And this is what I like about God.
And He'll erase your past.
If you repent,
so people can
erase your past.
Lee Williams, his ancestor now, is going out for the family, the church family. Come on, Lee. Lee got a little sick. God called him in.
Thank you. Someone facing incredible obstacles in your life, I want you to lean on God and trust His flawless record. He never fails. He can do the impossible. How do I know? I've seen Him do it.
I have no doubt my God can do the impossible.
There's nothing impossible for God.
I know He can.
I've seen Him do it.
I've seen Him do it.
He can turn the mess you're in to an awesome miracle. Yes, He can.
I know He can.
I've seen Him do it.
I've seen Him do it.
So whatever problem you've got, just let it go. And give it to God.
He'll work it out.
How do I know what God can do?
I've seen Him do it. I've seen Him do it.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
I've lived long enough to see God do phenomenal things. Oh, yes, I have. I've seen God give people supernatural strength when they didn't know how they were going to make it. I've seen Him use the most unlikely people to do incredible things. So I wrote this verse for those of you that are less than perfect. Listen.
When your life has gone astray, you preserve and cover you with His grace. That's how God works.
That's how God works.
I've seen Him do it.
And this is what I like about God.
Then He'll erase your past.
If you repent,
so people can't
He'll erase your past.
Tangle it in your face.
That's how God works.
I've seen Him do it.
He just delivered my friend's mother from a 30-year drug addiction. Don't you tell me God can't work miracles.
My God, more than capable. How do I know?
told her she would have to have radical chemotherapy to get completely healed. Oh, but we started to pray. She never had chemo, never had radiation, and 7 years later, she's cancer-free. You can't tell me God doesn't want miracles.
Hey, yeah.
Enough to believe he's gonna do it again.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. vision a reality? My Verilux progressive lenses provide seamless transitions from...
Okay, let's go like this.